T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I don't know. Have you ever been blocked by a celebrity on social media? Like on Twitter, you said something and they just like completely blocked you from their lives? 617-931-1234. If you've ever been blocked by a famous person on Twitter.
I got blocked by my aunt once, if that counts.
No, I want a blue check mark block. I want one from somebody that has a blue check mark that just blocked you out of their lives, because it happened to me over the weekend.
I'm surprised it hasn't happened sooner, if I'm being honest.
Honestly,
you are kind of a troll.
You are the biggest troll, especially to celebrities.
This is I'm going to call this person a one-hit wonder. They probably had a few other hits, but there is one song that this artist is known for. I'm going to tell you who it is in a second, but I just want to tell you how the story went down.
Go ahead.
So over the weekend, I'm just flipping through Twitter, which I love, and I see our boss, Mike Mullaney, who's the music director here at the radio station. He's been here, I don't know, 20 years or whatever. One of the most respected people in the music industry that does what he does. He is responsible for the music that we play on this radio station.
He is on Bruno Mars' Wikipedia page.
That is true. He is. He's quite the character, too. And he has opinions about music. And I appreciate that he has those opinions. So this artist tweets out about the current state of pop music and how terrible it is, because last week or the previous week or whatever, the number one selling album only sold like 25,000 copies, right? And so our boss, Mike Mullaney, follows this person and writes back and says, I love you, buddy. But you're wrong. The way the music industry is nowadays, it's not just about album sales.
Right.
It's about streams and downloads and views and radio spins.
It's almost like mixing apples and oranges at this point for music that was made then.
Right. We used to have record stores. We don't go to record stores anymore.
I got a hunch that this person must be older, because the first thing they're doing is complaining about the current state of music. That's a straight boomer move.
The worst.
So,
throwing up the boomer.
The booms.
Mike Mullaney goes back at the artist and says, you know, a complete respect. I love you to death. You're a great artist, but you're way off on this. Now, Mike Mullaney on Twitter, his Twitter handle is Mike Mullaney, okay? So this artist now goes back at Mike Mullaney. Anonymous Twitter is the worst. Humankind is worse off for having Twitter trolls, yada, yada, yada. Like, going back at him.
Well, because it's hard to hear stuff like that. You know what I mean?
But
and in his defense, Mike's avatar is not a human face.
Well, it's not, but it says his name. It says Mike Mullaney.
So people who are trolls do that all the time, Carson. They say, but they don't use an avatar.
But you can look and see. This guy is not.
No, you don't look and see, though. Do you know what I mean? When people are coming at you,
I put that on the artist. So I write back to the artist. I'm like, Anonymous, what are you talking about? It's Mike Mullaney. You probably have met him several times over the years. And he's one of the most well-respected guys in the music business, right? So that's what I write back in 144 characters. And so somebody else liked it.
Right.
I go in to look to see who was that liked it, and now I can't see anything. And I click on that artist's Twitter profile, and it says, you've been blocked.
He put you on mute, Carson.
He put me on mute, Kennedy.
No, he blocked you.
He blocked me.
Mute, you wouldn't know.
Yeah, that's true. On mute, I wouldn't know. Now, are you ready for the song from the One Hit Wonder that
go
blocked
ahead.
Me?
Bring
I can't
it on.
Wait.
Are you ready?
Oh, wait, I don't know it yet. Oh! Little Dirty Dancing?
Carson, I feel like you've officially made it. This is it.
This is an artist by the name of Eric Carmen. The song is Hungry Eyes. You may know it from Dirty Dancing.
And he is not a fan of you.
No.
Nobody puts Carson in a corner.
Oh my gosh. I just thought it was so funny.
I like, can't believe that's who it was at the
right,
end of the day.
Right, yeah.
But you know, some things make you angry. And then when people come in and then come in backing up some other guy that you don't know, he's
right.
Like, all right there, champ.
But
block,
it was
easy.
It wasn't like, it wasn't like it wasn't
you
hard.
Came in and said he's the most well-respected man in the world. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, none of your business.
But
like,
Mike said to him, you know, Mike's like, all respect, I love you, like I'm a fan,
but that doesn't mean it's okay.
But the industry is different now. Like, he made a really good valid point. This guy's like, ah, oh, you're a Twitter troll, you're the worst human of all kind. I'm like, hang on, that's my guy.
Oh,
I'm standing up for my guy, Mike Mulaney.
This song bumps, though.
No, this song is fire.
This is my dance space.
He also did All By Myself. You remember the Celine Dion remake? That was his original.
I do.
He had quite the career in the 70s.
He's had quite a few hits.
No, he did. But this one, obviously, Hungry Eyes. There you go. A badge of honor, Kennedy. A badge of honor.
You know, I wish I could say I've been blocked by Eric Carmen, but I haven't.
I know. Maybe you can aspire to get to my level one day.
I just don't troll like you, buddy, so I think it would be hard. I'm busy blocking, not being blocked.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.